Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Greer. I am America's voice. I'm a radical MAGA American extremist. I've had enough. The radical Green New Dealers and those that think your gender is determined by the pants you wear or the color of your hair or something silly. We're done with all that. We will prevail. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a mother in Silicon Valley was beheaded this past week in front of her two daughters. We now know her killer, an illegal alien. Number two, Joe Biden's DOJ is working to make plea deals with at least five of the 9/11 terrorists that were responsible for killing nearly 3,000 people that day. Plea deals. And number three, in an outrageous and inflammatory victory lap, the three stooges of the Socialist Party tried to take that lap on the Inflation Reduction Act. The clown show came on the same day. Inflation for August was shown to be up. The annual inflation rate pegged at 8.3%. And the stock markets got creamed across the board. The whole spectacle was frankly an embarrassment. Bragging about how great you're doing and boasting about how you're saving America when 60% of us are living paycheck to paycheck. The number of people needing food stamps is on the rise dramatically, and food banks are struggling worse than at any time in decades, including the heart of the COVID pandemic in 2020 and 21. It really was quite breathtaking. Inflation, to be blunt, is still on fire. And the latest numbers show that except for lower price on gasoline and diesel, everything else has continued to climb. In fact, the temporary drop in gas prices only masked what millions of Americans already know. The price of everything else is going through the roof. And the inflation rate is stuck at 8.3% year over year, and that means not good things. And the dirty little secret about gas prices is they have been artificially lowered because President Joe Biden has continued to recklessly dump hundreds of millions of barrels of oil from America's Strategic Petroleum Reserve into the market. Something that is absolutely unprecedented and an abuse of power in an effort to stay in power. It cannot last. We have pushed our SPR to its lowest level in decades. Decades. You see, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve is supposed to be in case of a national emergency. Not to help save a political party from getting nailed in an upcoming election. The biggest shock to consumers, however, continues to be the price of groceries and housing. But there is something else here, something that is very suspect and being pushed by the left that doesn't seem to be true at all. Because we're talking about the price of gas, and I keep hearing how the price of gas continues to go down as a national average. But here in Michigan, where I live, the price of gas seems to be going back up. I'm hearing the same from all over the country, like Wisconsin, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and elsewhere. The price of gas hit a bottom, and now it's creeping back up. What about you? So they keep telling us how good things are. Things are just great. Unicorns and rainbows. But I can tell you, average Americans know better. The real cost of everything is going up, and the cost of gas is still up anywhere from a buck and a half to $2 a gallon, depending on where you live. From the time that Joe Biden took office, that is not a success. That is a disaster. Diesel fuel, even higher, still over $5 a gallon, looking at the average. But in light of all of this, Joe Biden, flanked by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, tried to take a victory lap for the Inflation Reduction Act, which has nothing to do with any of this and has done nothing to help, and people know it. Biden tried to claim his American Rescue Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, the CHIPS and Science Act, and forgiving up to $1 trillion in student loan debt will somehow keep inflation under control and help average Americans. Does it help you? Because he certainly couldn't explain how that worked. Does it help you? And investors know better. After the dismal numbers came out on Wall Street, there was a bloodbath. The markets were clearly rejecting the inflation numbers and the trillions of dollars in reckless spending. The Dow fell more than 4%, dropping nearly 1,300 points. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ were also pummeled. And that might be the good economic news of the week, because as I've been warning you for a couple of weeks now, there's a looming strike of 115,000 railroad workers across 13 unions, and it could bring freight trains to a standstill, to a stop in America. It'll happen at 12:01 Friday morning, right after midnight. 12:01 a.m. Friday morning. If that happens, the devastation will come fast. Even a short delay could mean further disruptions to the supply chain, which would spike inflation on all fronts even more. A rail strike is a worst-case scenario for the Biden administration in a critical midterm election year. Financial experts say the pain will be swift. So I warn you again that this pending walkout after 3 years of negotiations and the unions balking at a plan put together by a presidential emergency board offering a 22% pay increase over 5 years, part of it retroactive back to 2020, leaves very little hope for a deal, very little optimism. The only prayer for Democrats is that union bosses can somehow hold off the strike until after the November elections. Otherwise, it could trigger massive supply chain issues, another huge spike in unemployment, and a disaster for Americans everywhere because it would also create more inflation. More inflation. Now, Congress is discussing the possibility of stepping in. Congress is discussing the possibility of stepping in because the two largest railroads have said no to this presidential emergency board. They said no. No to back pay. No to cash bonuses because they have very strict attendance policies that can get you fired. You get 30 points. If you don't show up for a holiday or don't even answer your phone, you can lose half of those points. Once you burn up those points, you get into a penalty phase where you get 15 more points. If you lose those, you could be fired. Fired. Of course, the stalemate raises the odds of a strike, which would bring a transport of grain, fuel, lumber, car parts, and other key products to a halt. And let's be honest, any stoppage right now in the distribution of these important goods, very painful. I mean, what will it do to the auto industry here in Michigan where I live? Not good. What about the RV industry in Indiana? Not good. If you can't ship things by rail, you've got a problem. The railroad's already getting pummeled by the price of diesel because those locomotives, guess what? They're diesel, fossil fuels. So let's just put them on solar panels. They'll be all right. At any rate, some railroads are already planning ahead by shutting down operations. President Biden trying to push the parties to make a deal. Congress might intervene. The last time we went through this, 1991, Congress did intervene and ordered an end to the strike. We'll see if that works this time. But what will that do to union households and union workers across this country? How will they take that? A strike that has been 3 years in the making. They've been negotiating since 2019. And if the unions are told by the Democrats, hey, this isn't going to happen, that's a problem. But it could be a bipartisan intervention. Senators Richard Burr of North Carolina, Roger Wicker of Mississippi, both on Monday night unveiled a joint resolution that would impose the PEB contract recommendations. We'll see how that works. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, Democrat, said that Congress would pass legislation if needed. But here's the thing. In the Senate, you'll need 60 votes. 60 votes you'll need. You're not going to get it because the Republicans tend to stand with the railroads, not with the unions. Very difficult to get those 10 Republicans to come over for 60 votes. It's going to be an interesting 36 hours, isn't it? A railroad strike would be crippling to this country at this time. Plus, by the way, nurses walk out of Minneapolis, and dock workers on the West Coast also considering striking. Fascinating week. Quick break here on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect.
With Well Connect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a Well Connect hybrid geothermal system. Well Connect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to Well Connect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well Connect.